We have a real censored Gemara here on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, right? With all the censored Gemaras, this is probably the censored Gemara with the Hey Ayadir. Stating that, we know that there were many, many Gemaras that were censored. There's a Sefer called Chesrenes Hashas that puts back all the censored Gemaras. In fact, we once talked about the censored Sugya. So that we discussed in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma, in the Sugyas of Gezel Akum, where it's very unclear from going through the Gemaras and the Rishonim what really the halacha is as it relates to Gezel Akum. And we mentioned many times when we learned those Gemaras, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner in a tshuva, in Shailas HaTshuva, Zchut HaMasholosh, so he was asked a shaila related to the sugi of Gezel Akum, and he told him, how could I answer such a question? He said, because it's poshut that all the Gemaras that we have related to Gezel Akum, lav mar baravashi chasam aleh. There's no question in the world that doesn't come from Mar Baravashi. And over the years, B'meshach HaDoyres, it was tinkered with and it was played with, so I don't know what's why. And there's no way in the world that I would ever be able to write a tshuva. It's hard enough to write a tshuva when you have the facts in front of you. But when the Gemaras are not Gemaras and the Rishonim are not Rishonim, so how is it possible? And then he says a tefillah that I feel like an iver, that memashish ba'feilu, and the Eibush should give me a tremendous siyata d'shmaya, because what am I supposed to do, right? I'm going to try my best. But we know there were sugis and divrei agad and different things that were censored, and they were censored because of questions of pikuach nefesh. We spoke about at the time about the Chassam Sofer and his tshuva. He talks about Moshe Kunitz and the Hakdama to his Sefer Bar Yochai, right? We spoke about all the disclaimers that used to be put in the Sfarim that were printed in Prague in the beginning of the Tzlach, in the beginning of Shalosh Tshuvos Noida Tshuva Me'ahava, Reb Elazar Fleckless's incredible Hakdama that he has to his Sefer, right? It's called Ksusei Naim. There's a lot of fascinating inyanim. These are things that we spoke about in the past, but I just want to mention one Ha'ara, and that is a Tshuva in Shalosh Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi that was asked to the Kozhik Lava Goyen. And the shayla in this tshuva was Rabbi Yoina Shtensel. Rabbi Yoina Shtensel is famous for being the creator of the Mishnah Yoimi, which the Kozhik Lava Goyen supported, Ki Yodua. And he wrote many tshuvas about this inyan. It talks about Daf Yoimi, Mishnah Yoimi. But either way, one of the questions Rabbi Yoina Shtensel asked the Kozhik Lava Goyen was, he says, we know there are so many Gemaras that were censored. And he said, if there are so many Gemaras that were censored, how is it possible that you can make a seal? How can you make a siyum on a masachta? L'chari, you have all these censored gemaras, and the censor should really not allow you to make a siyum because you're not finishing the masachta. He says, okay, no, so you'll make a siyum, right? What do you mean? If you make a siyum on Erev Pesach, right, pun intended, but if you make a siyum on Erev Pesach, so then you're allowed to eat. You don't have to fast. It's a very big deal. You're eating now based on a siyum. Well, if the person didn't really finish the masachta, then it's not a siyum. Or what about during the 9 days, right? When you make a siyum, now all of a sudden you're allowed to eat basar. So what do you mean? If the siyum is... So this is the question that he asked them, that because of the censorship, why doesn't that get in the way of being able to make a siyum? So the Kozhik Lava Goyen wrote back, shtei tshuvas bedavar. He said, I have two answers. Now the first answer he says in two different Lashonis. It's like an Ikad da Amri in the first answer. We'll go with the second Lishna. And that is, he says that you find already in the times of the Gemara that they were making tziyumim. Right? The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Ches that Abaye said, Tesi li, the kichazino tzumim rabbanon the shalom masechta, avidin yoy metavah the rabbanon. That I'm going to get tzchak, because if I see a tzumim rabbanon that finishes a masechta, I make a yoy metavah the rabbanon, I go ahead and I make a big yontif, right? Not only for the Messiah, but I make it for all the Messiah. Now, said the Kozhik Lava Goyen, what was a siyum in the times of Abaye? Right? It wasn't what it is today, right? When Abaye made a siyum on Masechta Sanhedrin, it can't be that he was being Messiah in Masechta Sanhedrin the way we have it today, because our Masechta Sanhedrin has Abaye, like on every daf, right? So if that's the case, it can't be that's what he was finishing. So what was he finishing? The Mishnayos, right? There was no Gemara yet. So L'chayra, what he was finishing was, he was finishing the Mishnayos. Now, today, during the 9 days, if you want to eat meat, could you learn Masechta Sanhedrin, Mishnayos, and make a siyum? The short answer is no. Why? If Abaye did, then why can't you do it today? So said the Kozhik Lava, the Pshat is Pasha. The Pshat is, a siyum means you finish everything that there is to finish. In Abaye's time, what was Masechta Sanhedrin? It was the Mishnayos. So if you finish Mishnayos Sanhedrin, das heis ta siyum on Masechta Sanhedrin. He says, now that we have the Gemara, the siyum is learning the Mishnayos and the Gemara. But if you're not going to learn the Gemara, then it's going to be chaser in the siyum. Meaning the siyum is finishing what you have in front of you. If you finish what you have, that's a siyum. He says, Ke'ein, right? This is classic Kasha Glava, where he tells you something that is completely unrelated. Right? You find the lumbus in terms of being Makadash, a Chatzi Isha, being Mashachra, a Chatzi Evet. Hasam Shaya Bekinyanai, Hacha Loi Shaya Bekinyanai, right? There's an idea that if you're Shaya Bekinyanai, it's a Chsarin. But if you weren't Shire, you did everything that there is to do, even if you did very little, then it's not going to be a problem. So if a person finished Sanhedrin Mishnayis back in the day, he was Loi Shire B'Kinyonai, he was Loi Shire B'Limudai. But if you would learn Mishnayis Sanhedrin today, and you wouldn't learn the Gemara, you were Shire B'Limudai. And mean that you were Shire B'Limudai, it would be a problem. This is his first teretz. The second teretz is, Milvadze Chelki, he says, Omra Nafshi, I'm going to tell you what my nefesh is telling me. So I'm going to tell you what my nefesh, and this is something you have to be a gadol adar to say. He said, "Im hoyes shaychus lemamorim elu beetsam lahamasechta." If these mamorim that are all censored had a real shaychus to the masechta, lo hoyes shlita lecensor lo yitzia misham, the censor would not have a shlita to be able to take them out. Kasher hiftichanu b'teira, like the Torah was maftiachas kiloisi shachach mipizara. There's an inyan of kiloisi shachach mipizara. If that's the case, so the Kasher Glover said, my nefesh is telling me, how were these Gemara censored? What happened to Kilois Nishachach Mipizaroi? So the Kosher Glover said, Vaistois, these Gemaras, from the fact that the censor was able to be Shoilet, just to read his words, these Gemaras don't have Shaychis Be'etzem Laha Masechta. And therefore, if you finish the Masechta without learning these Gemaras, it's going to be okay. The first Mahalach is because the idea is that you just have to learn everything that's available. Noos, you don't have the sense of Gemara, so you finish the Masechta the way you have it. In the second Mahalachis, it's much deeper than that. It's Amra Nafshi. And what my nefesh is telling me is that these Gemaras that the censor had a shlita in vice, don't have a shaychus, but it's a lot. What's the nafkamina between the two terutzim? I think the nafkamina is today where we do have access to the sense of Gemaras. Today there is a Sefer Chesroin and Sashas. It's hard to find, but we have it. And by the way, on the side of those Vahadu Gemaras, a lot of them were put back in. So today we do have these Gemaras. If it's because you have to learn whatever's available, so then I don't know, maybe you have to learn this Gemara, but Tanya Be'erva Pesach Tolo'u. You would have to learn this Gemara, Dafnam Gimel Amar Aleph. If the Nakuda is in the second tshuva, the second mahalach of the Kasha Glava, which is that if the censor had a shlita on it, vaistois, it's not something that has a shaychus to the etzem ha-masechta, the censor had a shaychus to it. Most gemaras that were printed, even manuscripts that circulated amongst the Rishonim before the first printing of the Shas, already didn't have this gemara. And if that's the case, that's a raya that it doesn't have shaychus la-etzem ha-masechta. And if that's the case, this is not something that would be ma'akiv in today's daf, not something that would be ma'akiv in making a siyum on a masechta.